Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
There are a huge variety of reasons why organizations go through digital transformations. What exactly are those reasons? What are the biggest reasons why organizations decide to go through the change? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach the third stage of digital transformation success. One of the first questions we ask clients before we get started on a digital transformation with their journey is to understand why they're going through the project. What is it they're trying to accomplish as part of their digital transformation? What is their goals? What are their objectives, et cetera? And so what's interesting to do is talk about what the biggest reasons are why most organizations go through change. And that's what I want to talk about here today. Now, be sure to stay tuned to the end of the video because the last thing I'm going to cover is the single worst reason why organizations go through digital transformations. In fact, I want to invite you to guess what you think it is. Just drop a comment in the comments field below. Love to hear your thoughts on what you think the worst reason is for organizations to go through digital transformations. Before we dive too far into today's content, I want to share a little bit of information about Third Stage Consulting and who we are. Third Stage Consulting Group is an independent technology agnostic provider of consulting services to help clients through their digital transformations. We help with digital strategy and software selection, as well as implementation planning. And during implementation, we provide services related to program management, organizational change, business process improvement, as well as enterprise architecture. These are just some of the services we provide. We have offices in North America, as well as Europe and Asia Pacific. So if you'd like to learn more, I encourage you to check out our resource center, which includes a number of resources that will help you through your digital transformation, and you can access that for free using the QR code here or the links below. You can also reach out to me directly if you'd like to discuss your digital transformation and brainstorm ideas on how to improve where you're headed on your journey. Now let's jump back into today's content. The first reason why organizations commonly go through digital transformations is because they need to scale for growth. Perhaps they've grown organically and they've outgrown their current system. Perhaps they've gone out and acquired other organizations or merged with other organizations, and now they're operating disparately and they want to start acting like one organization. That's a way to help them scale and to grow faster and have the infrastructure to support their future growth. A lot of the clients we work with are using systems that are so outdated that they're close to breaking. Oftentimes, these organizations have systems that were built for when they were much smaller and much simpler, and they've since grown to be larger and more complex, and therefore they need different technologies to help support that growth. So scaling for growth is one of the most common reasons we see organizations use as their main driver for digital transformations. Another common reason for digital transformation is to automate inefficient processes. More often than not, organizations we work with have a lot of manual processes, a lot of spreadsheets and databases and disparate systems, old legacy systems, and in some cases, paper-based processes that are very inefficient and consuming a lot of time and money. So for that reason, organizations look to technology to help them automate their business and ensure that they have more of a centralized, automated way to capture information and to run their workflows through the organization. Now, this is something that's especially important in high-cost labor markets. So if you're in a developed part of the world with very high labor costs, efficiency can be material to how profitable your organization is. And even if you're not suffering from high labor costs, just pure inefficiency can slow down your organization, reduce your profitability, reduce your customer experience, and reduce your overall success as an organization. So automating inefficient processes is one of the most common reasons why we see organizations going through digital transformations. Another reason why organizations commonly go through digital transformations is because they want to provide a better customer experience. What I mean by customer experience is they want to make life easier for customers and they want customers to enjoy doing business with the organization. If you have old outdated systems or manual processes or your customer service reps don't have access to information regarding a customer's order, that undermines the customer experience. So if we can provide technologies and tools and processes and workflows and access to data that makes it easier for us to provide better service to our customers, we're going to increase customer satisfaction and we're going to increase revenue as a result. This is especially important in today's self-service environment. People are used to serving themselves, accessing data themselves, and having transparency into a status of an order. If you think about an order you might place online, if you're visiting an e-commerce site, you're used to getting email updates. You're used to being able to log into your account and see the status of an order. You're used to having that self-service mentality and that self-service transparency, and that's what many organizations are trying to provide to their customers. So providing a better customer experience is one of the top reasons why organizations go through digital transformations.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Just as organizations want to use digital technologies to provide a better customer experience, they also oftentimes want to use technologies and tools to provide a better employee experience. They want to make employee work lives easier. They want to give employees tools that they can use and they can train faster, they can onboard faster. And what that does is that just opens up organizations to a bigger employee base. And not only does it make it easier to hire new employees if you have tools that are appealing and easy to use and easy to get trained on, but it also keeps employees around for longer. Because they're not frustrated by old, outdated technologies, they're more likely to stay. It's more likely that they're going to be highly satisfied with their work experience than if they're using an old, outdated system. One of the most interesting dynamics I see still in the marketplace are these old legacy organizations that are using really outdated technologies like mainframe on-premise based systems. Those old systems that had like the green screens, didn't have a graphical user interface. You had to memorize transaction codes to get to the screen you wanted to go to. Some of you may not even know what I'm talking about, but if you do know what I'm talking about, you know that those are very complex systems that are difficult to learn, especially if you're hiring someone that's 22 years old, just finished university. They're not even going to understand how to log into the system, let alone how to use it effectively. It's going to be like speaking a foreign language. And so rather than frustrating and limiting your employee base, organizations are increasingly using digital transformations and new digital technologies to provide a better workplace and a better work environment for its employees. Organizations are increasingly reliant upon and dependent upon good information. Information about what's happening operationally, information about inventory, customer orders, that sort of thing. And so what digital transformation can do for a lot of organizations is provide better access to information. And this has always been a challenge and a top reason for organizations going through digital transformations, but it's becoming even increasingly important nowadays because now we have new technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning and robotic process automation, things that allow us to really game change our business and change our business materially for the better, but only if we have access to good information and good data. So digital transformations are oftentimes a way for us to take all this disparate data and this dirty data that we've been hoarding for years and years, or maybe even decades, and it gives us a way to now access that data and make better use of that data so that we can make informed decisions from that data. So increased access and transparency to data and to information within our organizations is one of the top reasons why organizations go through their digital transformations. Now, next, I'm going to talk about the final reason, which is actually the worst reason why organizations should go through digital transformations. But before I get there, I want you to drop in the comments field below what you think that is. Now, the worst reason why organizations go through digital transformations might actually be one of the most common reasons. In fact, it is one of the most common reasons, For many organizations, it's the number one reason why they're going through digital transformation, but it's also the single worst reason that you can point to on why you're going through a digital transformation. And that reason is because you have to. Because your system is outdated, because your system is being replaced or sunset, your software vendor will no longer support the system, and you have no choice but to move to new technologies. Now, this is going to be the reality for many of you watching this video. Many of you have no choice, and so you can't change that reality. But if that is your number one reason and your primary reason for going through a digital transformation, it's a terrible reason. And the reason for that is because while on one hand it is creating a certain amount of urgency and a certain amount of a burning platform to help you get through the change and through the transformation, which is good, it's also not nearly enough to give your project and your overall transformation direction on what it is you're going to accomplish and what it is you want the organization to look like on the other side of the implementation. So it's imperative that we augment this terrible but necessary reason for replacing technologies with other reasons for improvement. Some of the things I've mentioned throughout this video are good reasons to go through a digital transformation. And by having these other reasons, like wanting to automate processes and specifying which exact processes you want to automate, for example, that's just going to give you better direction and better decision-making parameters as you go through the project. If you don't have a good guiding light or North Star to guide you on your transformation, other than the fact that you just have to replace your technology, you're going to get lost along the way. Your team's going to get lost. You're going to be aimless, and it's going to involve a lot of bad decisions and spinning of the wheels and a lot of inertia that you're fighting to get clear direction on what it is you're trying to accomplish as an organization. So while it's okay and understandable that you may have to change your technologies, you may have no other option than to change your technologies, you want to make sure you have better reasons than just that for going through your digital transformation. So if you found this information useful and you're looking for more information about how to make your digital transformation successful, I encourage you to read our ebook called Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformations. In this book, which you can download for free on our website using the QR code right here or in the links below, you can learn some of the best practices and lessons from our experience having helped over 1,000 of our clients through their digital transformation journeys. And you can find that via the QR code right here in front of you or via the links below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.